With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Republican Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina announced Sunday he would not run for re-election, one day after he drew President Trump's ire for opposing the party's sweeping domestic policy package. Correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The surprise decision opens up a seat in battleground North Carolina that was already set to be one of the most hotly contested races of the 2026 midterms. Tillis issued a lengthy statement about his decision, saying he had not been enthusiastic about seeking a third six-year term in the Senate. After Tillis voted against advancing the GOP's massive domestic policy bill Saturday, President Trump attacked him in a series of social media posts and threatened to meet with potential primary challengers. Republicans are now forced to scramble to find a replacement for Tillis in a race that is a top target for Democrats in next year's midterms. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Meanwhile, the Senate has resumed debate on massive GOP policy legislation dubbed the Big Beautiful Bill. That's after a marathon weekend of adjusting legislation to fit parliamentarian rulings and appease some senators. Two firefighters killed, another badly injured after they were ambushed and shot while responding to a wildfire near Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. The gunman was found dead after Sunday's attack with a weapon nearby. Investigators say the gunman acted alone. President Trump is not planning to extend a pause on global tariffs beyond July 9th.
With the tariffs deadline a little more than a week away, the president said there are no plans for another extension. During a Fox News interview, he said his administration will notify countries that the trade penalties will take effect after July 9 unless there are deals with the U.S. in place. The president said he will determine tariff levels based on how each country treats America. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Dow had 172 points, the Nasdaq adding 56. This is SRN News. It was a pretty good Supreme Court term for Christians.
The justices upheld the right of states to bar anyone under the age of 18 from having a sex change operation. They also upheld a Texas law that requires online pornographers to verify that their customers are adults before admitting them to their sites. The Supreme Court found that parents in Maryland do have a right to opt their kids out of lessons that use books promoting the LGBT lifestyle, and states will be allowed to withhold Medicaid dollars from Planned Parenthood. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has announced that the naval vessel Harvey Milk will be renamed after a World War II sailor who received the Medal of Honor, stripping the ship of the name of a slay gain rights activist. Hegseth said he was taking the politics out of ship naming. The ship's new name will honor Navy Chief Petty Officer Oscar Peterson. This is SRN News. Canada's Prime Minister Mark Carney says trade talks with the U.S. will resume despite the latest snags.
There was a digital tax against big tech companies set to be implemented in Canada on Amazon, Google, Facebook, etc. Trump got wind of this, so he posted on his social media that he's ended all trade talks with Canada. Carney, in response, said Canada will remove the digital services tax on American big tech companies, part of a larger renegotiation of trade talks in an effort to get rid of tariffs on Canadian goods.
Forest fires, fanned by high winds and hot, dry weather, damaged some homes in Turkey as a lingering heat wave has cooked much of southern Europe. It led authorities to raise warnings and tourists to find ways to beat the heat. A heat dome swept an arc across France, Portugal, and Spain to Turkey. More details at srnnews.com.